A large company that runs private seniors' residences is being criticized by families who are on the hook for contracts that their elderly family members signed. The Retirement Concepts contracts keep seniors paying $1,000 a month service fees even after they have moved out. Families say they are stuck with apartments they can't sell because of the fees. So this is an example of a situation you do not want to find yourself in. Stav Adler is a retirement analyst at PI Financial and a certified professional consultant on aging. We asked him to join us for some advice on how to set up your housing and financial situations so you can get the most out of your senior years. Thanks very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So at the heart of this story, it's interesting. These are people who bought into these units thinking this would be a wise, probably secure choice for old age. We all would like to make wise choices. So when you meet people to talk about retirement, where do you start?
Well, one of the things that's important to appreciate is that when someone in the past, when someone retired at 65, they could expect to be in retirement for 7, 8, 9 years, and that would be it. Now people are retiring and living for 30 years afterwards. And so their retirement really goes through three financial stages: the active years, the less active years, and the passive years, otherwise known as the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years. And each one of these stages have a unique cost associated with them.
Okay, so what are some of those considerations then? Let's start with perhaps you're a homeowner. When do you know it's the right time to sell your home or to downsize?
Well, often that depends on need. For example, downsizing can be for active living reasons. People just don't want to have the big house, but often it's due to financial reasons. They've retired and the pension income that they're receiving is not sufficient to support the lifestyle that they want. And so they will downsize as a way to liberate capital for their retirement.
Okay. Is where you live a factor here? I mean, I'm thinking about the housing prices in Metro Vancouver, for example. People who may have bought a long time ago may own their homes outright. The properties have skyrocketed. However, if they sell, they're still in that hot market. Is there a case to be made to maybe stay in your home as long as possible?
There is. There are a number of choices. One is aging in place, but often that will require getting in-home care. And that, of course, can cost money, so people have to be able to afford that. In downsizing to a smaller residence, there's the hope that in downsizing to a smaller residence, they'll be able to liberate some capital. Alternatively, you could also sell and buy a house that has a rental suite, so that can supplement your income as an interim step. And then, of course, there's selling and renting, because in retirement, to some extent, cash is king. Having all your equity locked up in your real estate can put financial strain on individuals and families.
Okay, so tell us how that to relieve some of that strain. Then you're saying better to rent than to own for some.
Well, for some, if pensions aren't sufficient to cover their costs of the retirement lifestyle that they need to live or they want to live, then they need liquid cash or capital to pay for that shortfall. And so by downsizing, they're liberating that capital for that purpose.
Do you find that's difficult with some of your clients? I mean, they've been in a home that they own for most of their lives to convince them to sell and then rent?
Well, I think what's key is not to rush into the decision. I think people need to think about it in advance and to also consider over time reducing some of the stuff that they have, the things that they own, to downsize over time. I think it's important that if people feel rushed, they're going to not make as good a decision as they do if they plan well in advance.
Okay, what about that planning then, the financial planning? I mean, without going into it too much in depth, is there a guide that you can use to estimate just how much money you're going to need post-retirement? I guess it depends on if you're a go-go or a slow-go or a no-go, I guess, and all of that.
Well, there is a rule of thumb where if you can calculate that at age 65, the amount of money that you're going to draw down on your savings per year. So for example, if your income shortfall from pensions is say $20,000, you would want to apply a multiple of 30 to that. So in that case, we're looking at $600,000 for retirement. Now, of course, circumstances change. That doesn't take into account health issues that may crop up. And so that needs to be updated regularly. And anyone, before taking action on that, should speak to a financial advisor about it.
Okay, but how do you plan for that kind of uncertainty, especially the potential health factors entering into it?
Well, when you build a financial plan for someone, you want to build it with some adversity built into it, forecasted, not on a rosy outlook, even an average outlook. So you want to stress test the plan. But even beyond that, if there is an extreme health event that happens, especially if it's a chronic illness, that can be very, very problematic. And so looking at certain protections, such as long-term care insurance, is an option that people should consider as well.
Okay, so for people then that might need high levels of care in their later years, I mean, besides the insurance that you're talking about, any other decisions that people should consider as they approach those ages?
Well, I think that one thing they may want to look at is speaking with a senior advocate navigator. And this is someone that can really help them look at the private and public care facilities that are available. Especially in the private facility, there's a lot of options. And in the private sector, there's a lot of details that you have to go through. So even with the help of kids or close family members that they trust, having the assistance and guidance of a seniors advocate navigator is a great idea.
Well, it's nice to know the advice is there if you need it and when you go seeking it. Thank you very much for coming in, Stav.
My pleasure.
Stav Adler is a retirement analyst at PI Financial and a certified professional consultant on aging. We would love to hear from you. What is your advice for preparing for retirement? If you are in your retirement, what did you do right? What did you do wrong? Call our talkback line, 604-662-6979, or email onthecoast@cbc.ca.